North and South Korea on Saturday marked 60 years since the truce that ended the Korean War. They marked the day separately, with the North mounting one of its biggest military parades in recent years. Alistair Winklin has this report.
In the North Korean capital, hundreds of thousands of military personnel and ordinary citizens took part in choreographed displays for the nation's leaders and for foreign media. The parade apparently aimed to show support for the communist state as jets flew overhead. Trucks hauled large-sized missiles into view. North Korea's leader, Kim Jong-un, took the salute. Last year, he addressed the crowd during a similar parade. This time, there was no speech. He was seen only talking to aides and to a guest, China's vice president. Those two nations were allies during the Korean War, which halted with an armistice. Despite talk of replacing that with a peace deal, North and South Korea have never made significant progress towards it. Meanwhile, in South Korea's capital, celebrations with traditional dancers and musicians. The nation's president said, "The peace between North and South Korea is the world's longest-lasting truce." And Park Geun-hye said, "If North Korea does the right thing, the South will expand exchanges and cooperation." She urged North Korea to give up its nuclear work. For Vatican Radio, Alistair Anklin in Tokyo.